Now we are with the children of Israel on the west bank of the Jordan. They've crossed over into the land. Now there's several things that they did here that we want to note. It's quite possible we might pass over this. We have here, they performed the rite of circumcision, and then the manna ceased, and they began to eat the old corn of the land. And then there was the unseen captain, and Joshua needed this vision at this time. These are the three things that are very prominent here. Now let's notice this, because I think this is very important to see. It came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. You see, they never thought they would cross over at this time. It would have to be after the flood season was over. The latter rains were at this time. Now will you notice verse 2? At that time the Lord said unto Joshua, make these sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. Now why was it performed at this time? Well, all the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness, by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now, all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness, by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. In other words, Israel neglected this rite, which was the badge of the Abrahamic covenant. And that covenant, you remember, said that God was to give them the land, you see. They had neglected this, apparently, in the land of Egypt, because we're told here that the reproach of Egypt is to be rolled away. Now, we are told, verse 6, for the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers, that he would give us a land that flowed with milk and honey. And their children whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. That is, it's a rolling away. Gilgal means to roll. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal, kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. You see, it was the spring of the year, the time of the latter rains that this was done. And now they have performed this rite which had been neglected. The reproach of Egypt was that these people had left off this very important rite, which was the badge of the Abrahamic covenant. The fact of the matter is that God had promised Abraham to give him that land. Now it has a spiritual message for us today, and that means, very candidly, that the old nature's no good, and the old nature can never inherit the spiritual blessings. In fact, the old nature can't enjoy the spiritual blessings, as we shall see. The old nature won't like Canaan by any means, and doesn't like entering into the heavenlies. And there's that constant war. After Paul gave the 6th of Romans, he gave the 7th of Romans, when there was a war between the old nature and the new nature. And in Galatians he says, for the spirit warreth against the flesh, and the flesh warreth against the spirit. Now, there's no good in the old nature. Paul said that he found that there was no good in the old nature. But he also discovered that there's no power in the new nature. That is one of the great lessons that Paul taught us, that there's no power in that new nature. Therefore, they are to be circumcised to recognize that. Now, who's going to give them the victory in the land? Well, God's going to give them the victory. And they must be prepared for that. Now we'll see as we move along.